And welcome back to Success Made to Last. I'm Rick Tocchini. This show is brought to you by Blinkist.com. We're so pleased to have on our CEO and 10 show today, Danielle Wiley from The Sway Group. At Sway Group, they elevate the field of marketing to women through empowerment of employees and influencers, as well as creation and distribution of high-quality, engaging content. They help brands reach the right women on the right platforms at the right time. Danielle, welcome to Success Made to Last.
Hi, thanks so much. Great to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you on. Let's start with your career journey, sharing a little bit about your hometown.
I grew up in New York, but I now live in the Bay Area. And my whole career for over 25 years now, I've always had one foot in the interactive space. So, of course, when I started my career, I am old enough that social media was not yet a thing, but was always super fascinated with just people connecting online and the sense of community that could be generated online. I've just always been fascinated by it. And so as social media became more and more of a thing, my career just kind of kept moving itself into that direction. And prior to starting Sway, I was running social strategy for Edelman, which, as most people know, is a global PR firm. And influencer programs just started becoming more and more of a thing and becoming more popular. And I'm minorly OCD, so quickly noticed that influencer programs were just really messy and not optimized in the way that they should be. So just took advantage of that opportunity and what I was seeing in the space and went off on my own and launched Sway about 9.5 years ago now.
Wow. Well, that's an amazing journey. For our young leaders that listen to this show, what were some of the early challenges of directing Sway? And if you had to do it over again, would you change anything?
I think the easiest part is coming up with a great idea and feeling that passion. And where I really struggled once I took the leap was just with some of the day-to-day grunt work that has to be done in starting a company. So everything from figuring out what kind of insurance I needed, hiring an accountant, just all of that really boring stuff that unfortunately has to get done. I think when you're kind of strategizing what your company is going to be and having those initial brainstorms and thoughts, you always think about the sexy piece of things and not so much the day-to-day. So I think that was the biggest struggle for me. And then secondarily, coming from a really big company and then all of a sudden being on my own, I had gotten really spoiled and wasn't used to doing things on my own, which feels so silly now. But I mean, by the time I left my career at Edelman, I had people helping me with emails. I had people helping me put PowerPoint decks together. And then all of a sudden, I'm just sitting by myself in a home office and it was all on me.
Well, sometimes starting your own company can be lonely and isolating. How should young leaders push through dark days like this?
Yeah, I mean, that also was kind of a really big culture shock for me, just this feeling of being all alone. And you know, I have business partners now, but, you know, they're biased towards what's best for the company. And I have an incredibly supportive husband, but he's biased towards what's best for our family. And sometimes you can feel like you have no one to go to. The most helpful thing for me has been almost 5 years ago now, I joined Vistage, which is a CEO advisory group. And there are a number of other options out there. It's not just Vistage, but I would suggest connecting with other CEOs, even and really especially if they're within other industries. It's just so great to have a group of people that I can go to and bounce things off of, and they help hold me accountable. And it's just been an amazing lifeline for me.
Well, thank you for that. What's the best way for us to contact Vistage?
Yeah, I think it's Vistage.com. And if anyone, I'm just a huge proponent of them. So if anyone has any trouble finding it, you can you can find me, Danielle Wiley, on LinkedIn, and I'm happy to point you in the right direction as well. But I believe VistaJet.com will get you there.
Well, that's great. Now, let's talk about the influencer market. Give us a state of the union on the influencer industry.
I mean, there's a lot of press right now about some of these younger Gen Z influencers who are on TikTok and really making the most out of video and creating a huge splash with millions of followers. But quite honestly, where we're seeing the most success is in nano and micro influencers. They have tremendous engagement rates, really, really loyal followers. And when we're looking at two programs side by side, if you use, you know, a really superstar, very, very high following influencer versus using a few nano or micro influencers. So we're talking even as low as 1,000 or 2,000 followers. The engagement rates for the smaller influencers are so much higher, and we tend to see greater ROI. So, you know, I'm not sure that I have a crystal ball, but, I would hope that the industry would continue or just would move more in the direction of some of these smaller, more impactful influencers, because we just see such great results. And it's also great to support them as small business owners, especially with everything going on right now in the industry.
Sure.
And in the world.
Well, we happen to follow a brand out of Austin called Mrs. Barnes. And she is a modern day Martha Stewart. It's not always about, I guess, the numbers of followers that Mrs. Barnes has, but the quality of the relationship that she's building.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, we did a program with some both micro and nano influencers last year, and one of the nano influencers on the sponsored program had over a 32% engagement rate, which is just, I mean, it's not something you could ever really sign up for. It was just amazing. We felt super lucky to have had that, but that's not something that you'd ever get with a much larger influencer.
Wow, well, that's crazy. For our listeners who aspire to become an influencer, how can they do that authentically?
I think just figure out what you're passionate about. I think what was most helpful for me, and I think works really well for a lot of the folks in our network, is connecting with others out there who are within the same vertical and have stuff to share. Just being part of that community is so helpful, to have people who you can go to and ask questions and learn from and ask for support from and support them in turn. So really, I mean, I think just learning and connecting and watching and having something to say, having a point of view and having something that you're passionate about, I think those all contribute to being successful.
Well, very good. And you are the moral compass and North Star within Sway. When do you know when to say no when an influencer is actually crossing the line?
I mean, I am really lucky to have two amazing partners. So when it comes to saying no, we have a deal that we do it together as the three of us, and we have tough conversations and tough decisions that we have to make. But ultimately, for me, it comes down to following my gut and just having the faith and belief in myself that, you know, I've been doing this for a long time and I know what feels right and I know what doesn't. And ultimately, I have to feel good about what we're putting out there at the end of the day.
Wow, way to go. And that's not easy. And do you also have a board of advisors to lean into?
I mean, I am really lucky to have two amazing partners. So when it comes to saying no, we have a deal that we do it together as the three of us, and we have tough conversations and tough decisions that we have to make. But ultimately, for me, it comes down to following my gut and just having the faith and belief in myself that, you know, I've been doing this for a long time and I know what feels right and I know what doesn't. And ultimately, I have to feel good about what we're putting out there at the end of the day.
Way to go. it's not always something that leaders have to shoulder the responsibility for. It's shared. And I appreciate hearing that. And maybe sometimes you've got a diverse group of advisors or a board of directors that serves in that same capacity. Do you also have a, mm-hmm. a board of advisors?
We don't. I mean, I have many folks who I reach out to on my own who act as advisors to me, but Flea Group does not have a formal board of advisors at this point.
Yeah. Excellent. Okay. Well, Danielle, I want to wrap up today's show by asking you about polymath. And it's a topic that we cover here at Success Made to Last all the time, with kind of the ultimate polymath being Da Vinci, who was a master of multiple domains, and the modern day ones like Elon Musk and others. It appears to us that you are a specialist and a master within your space. And from our studies, we're learning that these masters gain so much joy from what they're doing that sometimes there's no separation between work and life, because they're finding so much joy from being an artist within their field. Is that truly the case with you when it comes to what you're doing today with your vocation / avocation?
No, actually it's not. I mean, I love what I do, and I don't know that I'd want to have any other career at this point, but I have a secret fantasy of opening up a tiki bar when I retire, and I love cooking and I love exercising. And I mean, I'm interested in lots and lots of things. So, you know, I'm in the perfectly right place right now for me, but man, I'd be pretty happy standing behind a bar serving people Mai Tais at some point.
Well, that's cool. So what's the name of your tiki bar going to be?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I guess maybe now, as I get closer and closer to retirement, maybe I need to start brainstorming that one.
I love your crazy vision. That's great. So where can we find out more about your company?
So you can find us at swaygroup.com. And for those who are interested in becoming influencers, there's a link on there that will take you to our network to sign up and get more information. And I'm also very active on Twitter at Danielle_Sway and share out lots of links there that might be of interest.
Fantastic. Well, thanks, Danielle, for your great insight and for being on our show today. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. This is great.
That was Danielle Wiley, CEO of The Sway Group, and we appreciate her being on our CEO in 10 show today. And what an enjoyable leader she is. We appreciate you joining the show, and thanks to our sponsor, Blinkist.com, for their support. You can go to BLINKIST.com/success to get a free 7-day trial on the access to over 3,000 nonfiction books. And each of these books you can hear or read in 15 minutes or less, because it's all microburst learning. So again, go to Blinkist.com/success. And get a free 7-day trial and 25% off your annual subscription. Hope you can support them. Hey, and thanks for listening to the show. If you got positive feedback for us, go to successmadetolast.com. And on our contact page, just give us some positive feedback. We'd appreciate hearing from you. And don't forget to opt in to our weekly newsletter. It'll give you a good dose of wit and wisdom and get your week off to a fun, fast start. I'm Rick Tokini. Thanks for joining us on Success Made to Last. As we always say, may you live the best version of you. Have a great week.